Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So the state of New Jersey has been cracking down recently on illegal immigrants in New Jersey. The crackdown stems from a directive issued by the New Jersey Attorney General's office last summer, but some argue that the directive is not clear and that the police do not understand their role in enforcing it. People who are arrested for crimes that would be felonies are now supposed to be reported to the Immigration Service. And in addition to those crimes, anybody arrested of drunk driving is now also supposed to be reported. But apparently this is going further than that, which is one of the problems. Like, people who are passengers in the cars of drunk drivers are having their immigration status checked, say advocates for immigrants. So to help us parse this issue, we'll talk to a few people, beginning with the spokesperson for the Attorney General's office itself. David Wald is Director of Communications for the New Jersey Attorney General. Mr. Wald, welcome to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian.
Take us to the origin of this. What was the intent of this directive, and remind us of what it actually says?
Well, the intent was to bring uniformity to the relationship of local police officers to federal immigration authorities. As you know, there's a horrible tragedy in Newark last summer. Three young kids were killed and a fourth seriously injured, and it turned out that those who were accused were undocumented immigrants. And it was clear then, and we had been talking about it even before then, that there needed to be guidelines for local police officers and how they handled undocumented immigrants and when they should notify federal immigration authorities. There were instances where some police departments were doing it regularly, other ones weren't bothering, they'd wait until somebody was convicted. The Attorney General believed that we needed to be a little more proactive in this and make it clear what local police officers should do when arresting undocumented immigrants. Now, the directive is specifically, the intent of it is for those who have committed serious offenses, indictable offenses, or driving under the influence. The directive was not to contact the immigration authorities on disorderly persons offenses. This is the core of it is that local police officers should remain local police officers. They are not an arm of the federal government. They are not being deputized as federal immigration agents. But we do believe that in instances where undocumented immigrants are arrested for serious offenses, that the court should know, the prosecutors should know, because there obviously are risk flights here.
And this is upon arrest, not upon conviction. So you can be turned over to the Immigration Service for possible deportation just because you're accused of something?
First of all, you have to remember that we don't make the decisions on who to deport or not deport, but we do feel that federal immigration authorities should know if an undocumented immigrant has been arrested for a serious offense.
And do you think that the directive ultimately wasn't clear enough, because there are these reports of the police being confused or perhaps willfully reporting people who they believe to be illegal immigrants who were witnesses to a crime, bystanders, mm-hmm. passengers in the car of a drunk driver?
The directive clearly states that victims and witnesses and people who seek help from police officers should not be, that a local police officer should not say, thanks for coming, I think I'll check your immigration status. And the directive is also clear that that you can't racially profile. You can't, which is a longstanding position of the state of New Jersey, to ban racial profiling.
Right, but to your knowledge, or to Attorney General
and
Milgram's knowledge, is it happening?
We are aware of reports that there are local police departments that are confused. We are in the process of preparing what we call a roll call video that we will produce and ask local police departments to show to their offices during shift changes. But we have been over and over again from this office, I think our intent has been clear. This is for serious offenses.
All right. David Wald, Director of Communications for the New Jersey Attorney General, and Milgram, thanks a lot for coming on with us.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to two more people about this now. Liz Laurenti from The Record of Northern New Jersey. She covers immigration. And Shai Goldstein, who's the executive director of the New Jersey Immigration Policy Network. Welcome, both of you, to WNYC today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Shai Goldstein, you just heard Mr. Wald there. Are you satisfied with the steps that he said that they will take to clarify the policy for police officers around the state?
Well, it's not just a matter of the New Jersey Immigration Policy Network's opinion. It's also the perspective of the police chiefs, the International Association of Chiefs of Police, who issued a report in July of 2007 that said this is a national issue, and it's also a local one, that local police are facing a growing set of immigrant-related issues. And the key is that with scarce and narrowing resources, it's critically important for local agencies to avoid being caught in the middle of endless battles over immigration policy. And whatever the intent the directive may have been, the result has not been good. Attorney General Ann Milgram has a stellar reputation throughout her career for combating bias crimes, for confronting human trafficking, and has done an excellent job in a number of areas. But we have agreed to disagree, and we strongly disagree, with regard to the issuance of this directive. For example, Mr. Wald, we also have a great deal of respect for, indicating that the training could be addressed through roll call videos. And again, the international chiefs of police have repeatedly indicating that that's insufficient. I think we need to go back to the drawing board. I think the directive needs to be completely eliminated, needs to be restructured, and needs to be, if any directive issued, be issued concomitant with appropriate training that will prevent racial profiling.
We just have a few minutes for calls, and I wonder if anybody in New Jersey has had contact with the police of this sort. Do you know anybody, if you're an immigrant, do you know anybody who's had this kind of contact, who's being reported for deportation? Do you think that this policy is fair? Why should Americans who are here legally have to put up with people arrested for crimes if they are also here illegally? Do you object to the policy, or anyone else? 212-433-WNYC. Any police officers, local police or state police from New Jersey listening right now? We just have about 5 minutes for a couple of quick calls, but get in on this if you want at 212-433-9692. And Liz Laurenti from The Record, you cover immigrant communities. What's the real impact of this? Is this, along with the new aggressiveness by the federal agency ICE on work, cracking down on workplaces, is this creating a new climate of fear in immigrant communities?
Well, yes, there is. There definitely is fear, and not only is there a crackdown in the workplace, but what's been grabbing the headlines in the last year or so is that now raids are being conducted in private residences at 5 in the morning.
On what grounds?
When ICE sets out to look for what they say is a fugitive absconder, which is the term for someone who has an outstanding deportation order. And so the criticism is that they'll go to a certain address at 5 in the morning asking about a certain individual who oftentimes no one at that address has ever heard of.
Let's see. Now, David in Englewood, I think, thinks this is a good thing. David, you're on the air. Hi.
Yes, hi. I think that people in New Jersey are so politically incorrect, they can't even use the word illegal. These people should not be in the country. These people should be deported, and all the people that are waiting in line across the globe who have gone through the legal process to come into the United States are just being shafted. And you're telling me that we have to treat these people with such gentleness. But this is nonsense. These people should be deported.
David, thank you. I'm going to go to Alex in Red Bank. You're on WNYC. Hi, Alex.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
All right. I'm an attorney in New Jersey, and I do a lot of work with illegals. And I've started to notice that judges have, even for minor traffic infractions, been reporting some of my clients and many other illegals to ICE, and ICE has been actually picking them up quite frequently for deportation. And I disagree with the whole policy.
Now, minor traffic infractions, you say, those are not supposed to be included in this policy. It should be drunken driving or felony arrests. So do you think people are actually being reported and deported on the basis of actions that are not supposed to be included here?
I'm certain of it, in fact. I've seen people who've had a touring privileges suspended type of ticket, or even improper lettering on the side of a work van.
Since you're an attorney, we're going to run out of time, but since you're an attorney, is it a defense against deportation to say, well, my client was reported improperly under New Jersey law?
No.
Well,
no.
You'd like to make that argument, but
Brian,
everybody agrees it's not a defense.
Brian, the problem is that we're poisoning the atmosphere for local law enforcement to be engaged in what the international chiefs of police believe that they should be engaged in, and that we believe they should be engaged in, which is investigating and prosecuting crimes. Many times these raids wind up sweeping up people who are American citizens, who
but they won't get deported,
swept up in these raids. And furthermore, what you've got is a situation now where local law enforcement is getting involved in enforcing federal civil violations.
Let me get a local law enforcement.
Violations of criminal law.
Right.
It's violation of federal civil law.
And Kathy in
totally
Queens calling and saying you're a New York City police officer.
Yes, I am, and I'm a member of WNYC.
Thank you.
Proudly. Love your station.
Thanks.
Love your show.
Thanks so much. We have 20 seconds for you. I'm sorry
okay.
to say.
Victims who call up, according to New York City policy, are not allowed to be reported if they're immigrants, illegals. But I don't see why the criminals who are committing the crimes in New York City should not be reported. I fully expect if I'm somewhere in another country illegally that I should be reported. So, you know, we're supposed to do the right thing by the citizens who pay the taxes here.
Kathy, thank you very much. And obviously, to be continued with so much left on the table for today. We thank Shai Goldstein from the Immigration Policy Group and Liz Laurenti from The Record. Thank you very much.
Pleasure,
thank
Ryan.
You.
Thank you.